30 hours in the bush with nothing.
Elliot Taz's Night of Survival.
We have come semi-out bush, Taz, in our first step of preparation. Well, one of our steps of preparation for our night of survival.
Knowledge is power, right? In this sort of thing, it's what you know going into it, because that's all we're going to have.
Mm-hmm.
It's you, me, a couple of bottles of water and a couple of muesli bars.
Yep.
That's all we're going to have for 30 hours.
So we thought we need to call in the help of an expert and someone living on the Sunshine Coast who is as expert as they come in all things survival is Rick Peterson. He joins us now. He was on season 2 of Alone and he made it 38 days in the wilderness. Hello, Rick.
Hello, how are we guys?
So 38 days in the New Zealand wilderness. Mm. How was that?
Awesome. Looking back, it was an amazing experience that I wish everybody would take on something. It doesn't have to be as long, but just have time alone somewhere outside your normal comfort zone. I loved it. Loved the experience, yeah. It wears a bit thin when you go, you know, 5 weeks without food sort of thing, but one fish, I can't just, so it's a fair time without food.
All you ate in 38 days was one fish?
Well, I tell a lie, there was a pine over there called a miro berry, and they were quite plentiful, so I had a couple of good handfuls of those every day, but very little protein, very little fat content to them, so it was just a bit of a morale booster more than anything.
What's it like towards the end of the show where you're thinking, I've only got a few more days left? If you've been in there 30, you know, you only didn't quite make it to 40 days. That 35-day mark, what's that feel like?
Yeah, at that stage, I'd gone another 30 days with fishing lines in the water, at least four lines in the fishing, each day except for the days I hunted. And, you're getting low on energy and you're realising that this water's not going to produce what I need to keep going. And then you've got to come to terms with this is shaping up to be the end of your time here. And I left very happy with my decision, knowing that I had a little bit left in the tank, but possibly a week or two, knowing that I probably wouldn't have got any more food in that time and still going to return home. But no, I love the experience. I'd do it all again, I'm sure.
So you're a bushcraft and survival expert. What's the main thing people need to know when they're going out bush? What's the best survival tip you can give?
Preparedness.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's just what we're doing here, Tazzy.
No.
We're fine.
It really is just making sure you tick off on what would be considered the priorities of survival, which generally grouped in 5 international priorities would be water, shelter, fire, food, and some sort of rescue or communication to an outside world to initiate a rescue if needed it.
Okay, well, let's tick off those 5. So we have a rescue already booked.
True.
For 30 hours
away.
We've
got a sea car taking us home.
Water, OH&S won't actually let us go out there, red tape, without any water.
Yep.
So then it was shelter, food, and what was the other one?
Fire. Move fire up above water.
Okay.
Sorry, let's move fire up above food.
Yeah.
It's so not that important. Yet a lot of people go, I need to find something to eat. I need to make a spear. I need to...
Yeah.
It's like, no.
You just need to be warm.
And on top of all that, it's overcoming that the psychology of fear, which can alter people's perceptions of what they need to do because their mind is just clouded with being nervous about things. And if you can drop that, it's a bonus.
Psychology of fear, I like that. Okay.
Insane.
What's your biggest fear out there?
Spiders.
Cool, let's get a spider for you.
Ah, no! Okay, why did I answer that so quickly? No, do you actually have a spider?
Please.
No! 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 Has he actually got a spider?
Okay. Did you have a spider person come in?
We did, yeah.
And what did they tell you? What was the main thing that you...
He basically told us that spiders are everywhere and it's mind over matter and we have to be okay with them. That is a big spider, Rick.
No, this one's quite a small one. She's not a pet or anything like that. She's just a little gold dwarf that lives quite native to this part of Queensland.
Oh, wow.
So you're probably going to come across these ones while you're out there. But understand, if you're looking at me and thinking, why is he not freaking out about what this spider's doing? She's probably on my back.
Yeah.
Hanging on a web or something.
Yeah.
What would be the reason that I'm not freaking out about her and you are?
Because you're mind over matter? No.
Is it more that knowledge dispels fear?
Knowledge dispels...
Do I know a lot about these Nephila genus of spiders?
Yes.
Possibly. And so therefore, if I'm not concerned about her, neither should you be. Do I have a hold?
I will, 100%. I don't
like
them, but I'm curious. I'm so curious.
He's on the chair now.
Is he? Yeah.
Okay.
So they can't hurt you?
The question would be, is it venomous? Technically, most of our spiders in Australia are venomous.
Oh, good.
Have I handled these thousands of times and never been bitten? Yes. The main reason being, you let the spider do the moving around, not hurting it, it's not going to bite me. Simple as that.
Cool. So, okay.
Now, you will feel her web will just sort of trail along behind her. That's more natural. Just let her do the walking.
Okay.
The direction she's going.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god.
So she's in the genus of Trachonophila or Nophila spiders, as are most commonly known. So they're a master weaver. Anything you see in a great big orbicular web, they're pretty well harmless. They can't jump out of the web at you. You could be centimetres from her in a web and she can't jump out. Yeah. I know, Ellie's over there really hanging out to have a quick
hug. Oh.
Cool. Janie, you can.
Come on,
wander on over.
I love my job.
It's so strong.
Oh, that is disgusting. Yeah. Sorry.
The idea is, if you want to have a go across your jacket.
That's fair.
But I'm saying I'm not going to do anything. I'm going to throw the spider. I'm not going to do anything. It's going to harm her because I want her to be let go and carry on with her life. So I'm just going to let her walk across you there.
Well done, Chaney.
And if you feel up to it, if you want to put your hand in front and just let her walk across your hand, you can do it.
Chaney, do you trust Rick? Come on.
This will...
I do trust Rick.
Lovely. There you go. If you place your hand just in front.
Well done, Chaney. You can't feel her on your hand. She's so light.
Just place your hand across there.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'll just move her along and she'll just walk up over your
well
hand.
Well done,
you're
Chaney.
A champion.
Well done.
You got this.
You're doing so well.
Thank you. It's great work.
Thank you.
Well done. Well, you never thought you'd be done.
Australia's the bravest, no biggie.
Awesome, Rick.
I'm just getting to a little something else for you.
Thanks, Rick. Treat.
Tell me about that one.
My heart is going so fast. Now, Rick, you've said the most important thing out there, one of the most important things, is getting a fire going.
For sure, especially if conditions are really cold, which we don't have a lot of here in Australia, but if you're in the northern hemisphere, if your hands are that cold that you can't do up your jacket to keep you warm, you need to get a fire going so you can warm your hands, do other tasks, build a shelter. Here in Australia, it's water and shelter primarily first, and then fire for certainly that reassurance and comfort sitting around and being able to,
tell campfire stories, Tassie.
That's
what we're going to be doing. Okay, so what have you brought with us? We're not taking matches into the bush. We're not taking anything that just a regular person would use to light a fire.
Yeah.
What are we going to be using?
So what we have with us is going to be what's known as a ferrocerium rod. And what we're going to be going through is showing you a technique in which to get a fire going using the ferro rod.
Okay.
Take us through it. How do we build a fire?
We basically want to get in nice and close to it with our boot. This will normally be on the ground. We're going to get our striker, which has got a rough edge there. We're going to place this against our ferro rod. And we're going to have this about 2 centimetres away from the item that we're wanting to burn, whether it be natural tinder, cotton ball, whatever it is we're going to bite. 45 degrees, ferro rod in there. And we're going to pull this rod away and keep the striker where it is, which will throw those sparks directly where we want them to go.
Whoa, one go.
Now that looks easier than it is. You'll find that just getting the angle of this correctly and practicing it a few times before you actually put the tinder underneath. So give that a crack now if you like.
Yep.
Really pin it down.
Taz was screwed in the bush. Oh. Come on, it's nearly there. Should it just be one go generally?
No, it might take you a few more.
Whoa!
There you go.
Wow,
you're on.
There we go. And so then times you're ticking because that's going to run out in.
And what you find once you've been doing this for a couple of minutes,
Ellie, get in there.
Your technique will start to suffer.
No. Stop. Deeper in. Make sure every single spark is sent into the middle of that.
That's exactly it.
Ooh, that felt good.
5 minutes later.
Ellie. Come on.
Oh, surely.
Put that one around so you've got a better grip.
Oh, yeah.
There we go.
Done. Yeah. Cool. Now, you've had a pretty crash lesson would take most people a little bit longer to get the concept of it.
Right.
But just think you do need those three things. Oxygen, you need a good fuel source, and you need the ignition. So you've got all of those. But out there, it's going to require you to think differently about resources early. Let that be your priority. It's like as we're walking into our location, start looking now. You're probably getting a bit peckish, are you?
Is this like bush grub?
I know you've got some food out there, but these little delicacies.
Is that a maggot?
No, it tastes better than maggots.
Okay.
So you don't have much of a food challenge out there. What would it take for you guys to actually choose to eat some grubs? How long would you have to go for before you would choose to eat one?
I mean, we've got the muesli bars, so...
It's probably better for you than muesli bars.
All right. Okay. I'll do it if you do it, Tassie. What is it?
Are you filming? Because I'm not eating this if the camera's not on. If you say I'm not filming this...
Oh, no, it's wriggling. Okay.
What is that exactly?
Here we go.
They're called mealworms. God, I've got some... Quite nutty flavour, isn't it?
It actually tastes better than you think.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, getting it down's a bit tough, but... Oh, yeah, okay. Come on, Ellie.
I've got some bush stuff in my eye, so...
Don't get one of those ones. Get a freshie.
No, I want one of the dead ones.
Get a fresh one in there, Ellie.
No, that'll only be at skin.
There we go.
There you go. Capture that face.
It's moving a lot, Rick.
Yeah, that's right. It won't want you bite it a few times.
Put it all in at once?
Yeah, all in.
Put it in, short.
And you sure it's good for me? How many calories in this?
Just get ready for the flavour of, like, nuts. Like crushed up almonds is very similar flavour. In fact, if you had some sort of pulped up almond and this, you'd probably think, no, it's the same. Mm.
Do you want me to do another one with you?
You got it. Sure enough.
I don't think I can swallow it. Let me die in the bush. Let me die out there. I've got fire, apparently that's all I need.
Rick, have you seen enough today? How do you think we're going to go 30 hours in the bush?
I think you're doing all right. If you wanted some treats, there's some cricket.
Oh,
no, Rick.
Chaney, will you do one?
Oh, I just did a maggot.
No, these are just your common little crickets, and you're going to have plenty of them out there.
It is a bit nutty, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, catching them is the tough part.
I need one to almost a similar flavour.
Here we are, Chaney.
Oh, I think I'm okay for crickets.
There's one for you.
I just had sushi for lunch, so I'm
all right. Ready? Just want to see
there
them.
There we go. Going to try a cricket?
Yeah, I'll try a cricket.
Yeah.
His face.
I had a pet lizard for 15 years.
Oh, is he going to vomit?
I had a pet lizard for 15 years, and I would feed those to my lizard every single day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Do you just, like, have these round in your pantry for a snack?
No. Rick, if people want more of you, they want to get involved, they want to follow your journey, where should they go?
Look, you could just simply type in Survival in Queensland, it would pop up, but just rickjpeterson.com is a website.
Yeah.
I run, father and son bushcraft survival courses is really where the fundamentals of what I... done once I left the military.
If Amazing. We get 20 hours in and we need a little bit of help, can you pass us your mobile, please?
That was on speed dial.
Yeah. Thank you, Rick. Thanks so much for helping us out.
That's it for Ellie and Taz today. If you missed anything, download their podcasts. Search Ellie and Taz in your podcast app. 91.9 CFM.